Can I speak about past life experiences on present life illnesses and disease? Yeah, I could comment on this. In all of the readings I've done, and they're numerous now, they're thousands and thousands and thousands, it's very rare for me to see a disorder in this life that is 100% and genuinely a past life disorder. Now, the very first one I did is a very dramatic one, and it's a fun story in which a woman came into Norm Shealy's office and she had a phantom goiter in her neck. Phantom meaning there was no goiter, but she had all the pain as though there was a goiter. And the Norm's office is in southern Missouri. And I emphasize that because that's a very conservative part of the country. And she was your basic conservative fundamentalist Missouri housewife who had a phantom goiter. Right. So Norm called me up and he said, I have this woman in my office and would you scan her? Now, ordinarily, this is where my help is most valuable, is in the mystery cases. When somebody's losing power and you know it, and you can't find it yet because it's not physical. And Norm, who's much more the eccentric than I am, had said to me many, many times in the do you think this is a past life thing? And I said, get out of here, past life. But this was. And as I looked at her, I didn't realize, of course, and she's in Missouri and I'm in New Hampshire, and what I see is this woman in this low-cut blouse with a bandana and these gold earrings and this gold belt with lots of change, a sword at her side, a long skirt. And I said, Norm, why is this woman dressed like this? He's looking at a basic Missouri housewife. And he said, he doesn't know what I'm seeing. And he said, I don't know, maybe she likes it. And I said, Norm, didn't your staff say something when she walked in the office? Now, you must understand that she's sitting right across from him, and he's got me on the phone. And he said, what are you looking at? And I said, a pirate. And I said, what have you got there? He said, a housewife. And I said, oh, boy. So I saw this pirate, if you will, get killed with what was, from my point of view, an axe to her neck, sliced here, just as she was turning around screaming, no, you can't kill me, and off rolled her head. So I said, Norm, I want you to tell this housewife from Missouri, who's a fundamentalist, that the reason she has this goiter is that when she was a pirate in the Caribbean, she got her head chopped off by another pirate. See if that makes her day. He said, I'll call you back. And he hung up the phone. But you know what he did do was he did say, let's do a kind of relaxation and see what happens. And he set the tone. He said, imagine you're in the Caribbean and the water's blue and you're on a boat. And the image came out. The only difference in her story from my memory, my impression, was she saw a sword and I saw an axe. The weaponry was different. But once she released it, the goiter was gone. Oftentimes, I will get impressions of some past life type of dynamic. I think we have misinterpreted, as usual, what we think past lives are in this. You know, I had one past life person in England. I was doing a workshop there. And in this life, this person is not what you would call a machismo man, right? He's very petite and very quiet, and from a male point of view, very disempowered, if you will. And out of his mouth came this past life recall toward the end of the workshop of how he had once been a knight and he was kidnapped and he had to kill the archbishop, and this unbelievable story comes out. He had everybody on the edge of the seat, and I knew he was fantasizing, and I said, this is fantastic. What time is it on? Because I knew this was a fantasy. And that's where we have to be so careful, because there's a lot of fantasizing, and that's one of the reasons why I don't encourage it. I think it's very rare in my experience that you have to recall a past life in order to clear up something in present time. And what I have observed is most people's present time lives are such a mess. What do you want to go backwards for anyway? It's unnecessary. And I think the other thing is they tend to romanticize. This is, we were together in a past life. If I hear that one more time, this is my soulmate. You want to know your soulmate? Your soulmate is the person you can't stand. That's your soulmate. This is just New Age, yuppie, spiritual, romantic nonsense, in my opinion. And that's one of the reasons why I simply cannot encourage it. I think it's garbage. And here's something else. One thing is worth saying, and that's that why don't we remember past lives? And I think there may be some truth to this. I had a thought about this as I pondered it one day. And I think that so long as we are addicted to an eye for an eye justice, we will never remember past lives clearly because we still believe, good, you deserve it. Until we are spiritually strong enough to know the truth and still have compassion, I don't think any past life recall will be accurate.